Papermakers won the toss. Four Bank Media Center on the far side. I was looking at the map, and I think the field is actually named after a gentleman, too. I wasn't quite sure if it was the baseball. We saw it.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of big schools that wish they had a facility like that for their baseball team.
We got, yeah, two broadcast booths here, one on the far side. We are on the side. That's kind of nice. We get to be down here by the Papermakers. It kind of reminds you of when you're up either at Gerke Field sometimes. You've got that feeling to it as well. So big crown on this stadium. So if we would get rain, which we're not supposed to, it should rain well. And the Coosa will be receiving the kick as they will be going from south to north, as we like to say, heading towards WIRI on your radio dial to get things started here. And they'll send Nash Kretschmar to receive the kickoff along with Jordan Pash. So they will stand at up the 15-yard line, and doing the kicking for the Falcons will be Fernando Perez, the 5'6", 180-pound senior. Kind of interesting talking to the nice gentleman from the radio station here in Abbotsford, and he mentioned that some of the numbers may be a little bit skewed on the program. One of the young men who's a tight end, we heard from Shuttle about him you and I chatted with him in the pregame. How he's a big force and listed at 6'2", but our radio friend said he's 6'8".
That's just a couple inches off. That's okay.
Yeah. So the kick is going to go to Kretschmar on the far side of the field. Kretschmar
comes
in the middle. He's at the 25, 30, 35, 39-yard line before he's brought down. And that's going to be the starting position for the Papermakers here, first and 10. It's a nice little start. He kind of weaved his way through the defenders.
So 55 left to go in the first quarter. I'll kind of keep an eye on that time for you, Randy.
That is the one downside for where we are. We're on the left side of the booth, and the scoreboard is on the right side. But at least the window on the end. Sometimes they don't have windows on the ends of the booth. That makes it a little bit easier.
I don't feel like sticking my head out that far to look at it. It's a little belly heavy, and I might cartwheel on out.
Do that marathon.
At least the ambulance is there.
Yeah. The classroom, you're in trouble. So under center now is turn. Give it to the through. And that was, I believe, was Hugestad. Nope. Eli Anderson.
Yep.
Comes off the bottom, and he gets it out to the 41-yard line for a gain of 2 on the play. So second and 8. On this opening drive for the Papermakers here in Abbotsford tonight. Level 1, Division 6. Be a fun one.
Oh, yeah. This is already shaping up to be physical.
Coming to that. Ooh, smack
face
that
mask.
Looked that time like it was Jacob Bertling on the carry, and he got it.
There should be a face mask on that. I thought I saw a flag throwing. Yeah, and that's what the judge did
correctly. The side judge to the headlinesman over here, because we have the markers here, and they talk to Coach Baker, who says, yeah, mark it off. Just a 5-yard variety as they put it up to the 47-yard, so a 6-yard penalty there.
And they're going to give him 1, I think, on the play.
So
how that works.
The down marker says 2nd down. Are they going to keep it at 2nd down?
Yeah, I guess that's what they're doing.
Nash is going to keep it as he fakes handoff. Goes to the side, and he's going to get the 1st down and more, crossing midfield and being wrestled out of bounds. They'll say last touching the sideline at about the 43-yard line, it looks like.
Yeah, they'll be able to gain a 6 there.
That's only the 48. You can't see, they don't have the numbers real well. All they have are the
They just literally have lines on the field. They don't have them marked with a number or hash marks. That play that there's a face mask on, that was Bertling, correct?
Yes.
I'll gain a 3 on that one.
So 1st and 10 now from the Abbotsford 48-yard line, not the 43. Do our best to keep the numbers right for you. Kretschmar throws it out in the flat, has a man out there. Catches it at the 45-40. Now it darts back on the hash mark, back towards the outside, and he's brought down. But not before he's able to get it all the way down. We'll see where the head linesman stops at the 26-yard line. Maybe the 26-yard line, we'll say. Pass of 22 yards.
Nicely done. So opening up that playbook.
So a couple of first downs here for the Papermakers. opening drive of the ball game. And they will take and turn, and not much running room this time.
Hoogesteiger on the carry.
I think it was Thielen that time as he danced to the left. It looked like number 14.
Yeah, yeah, it was Thielen. My apologies.
So Thielen on the carry, and they give him a generous yard on that carry to the 25-yard line. It'll be second down and 9 for Nakusa here. Just underway in the ball game, 9:40 and counting in quarter number one. Well, they break the huddle. They have not had any wideouts thus far. It's just been 11 in tight as Kretschmar is also in tight. Now he's going to step back as he goes into shotgun formation, actually pistol formation. Straight back, three-step drop, overthrows Pash on about the line of scrimmage, and that probably would not have gone real far anyway as it was sniffed out nicely by Christian Fuentes.
So, yeah, that wasn't going anywhere. He had followed through on the motion, and he was right there to deliver a good hit if he had made the completion.
So it'll be third down now from the 25-yard line with 9 yards to go. Bringing the in from the sideline, Eli Anderson for Nakusa as they break the huddle. They take Braden Lochner and put him in the slot on the left-hand side. Once again, go back into pistol formation. And they fake the handoff. Kretschmar, a three-step drop. Got a man down at the 5-yard line. He's
touchdown!
Got him in the end zone. Touchdown, Nakusa. As the Papermakers, Brandon Wintland, makes the reception in the zone for the score from 25 yards out. And the Papermakers grab the initial lead at the 9-10 mark of quarter number one.
That was an awesome job. I mean, they changed that formation at the start of the play, faked the handoff up the middle to Jacob Bertling, steps back, throws a dart right on the money in the end zone, and the Papermakers take a lead.
So they'll go for 2 points here. Put a couple of men in motion from the right to the left across the formation. Kretschmar under center, turns and gives it off the left side, and they don't signal extra point being good yet. I don't think he made it. They tried to get it into the hands of Jacob Bertling. He was not able to cross the goal line. And so the score will remain 6-0 as we step out. You're listening to Papermaker Football here, FM 105.5 W, IRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster.
And that's what the Papermakers did. They mashed their way right on the field, and they get a touchdown. It covered 61 yards in 7 plays. Jacob Birdling's 2-point run just comes up short. So 25-yard touchdown pass gives the Papermakers an early 6-0 lead on the kickoff. That ball turned right up the field, and again, time down. They're going to place that about the 43-yard line. Yep.
Yes, that's what I would call it. 9:03 left to go in the first quarter. Kusa up. 6-0. Excuse me.
Run straight ahead that goes across the 45 to the 46-yard line. I'll tell you what, we're going to have some
four.
Time reading some numbers here tonight.
It's number 4, Andy.
Escalera on the carry. And he's going to get 5, maybe 4 yards on the carry. It'll be second down and 6 from the 47-yard line of Abbotsford.
I'll try to spot that the best I can for you, my friend.
Well, they got dark red jerseys with dark black numbers on them. And, of course, they're a ways away from us and they're sideways.
Now, I don't know any other color than black.
That's a good point. As they hand off, they go around the right side. That's going to the hands of Chase Barker, and he crosses the midfield stripe to the 45 all the way down to the 40-yard line of Nakusa. So he picks up 13 yards on that carry. And it'll be a fresh set of downs now for the Falcons.
First down for the Falcons in the game as they are showing they got some speed. And that's kind of, I was wondering about this game coming into it. Yeah, we might be seeing a game that's kind of playing a phone booth, so to speak. It's going to be a lot of body blows. It's going to be a wrestling match, boxing match out there to see who's going to come out on top. Probably face
all teams between the tackles, and quarterback is Irwin Aguilera. They put a man in motion towards us. Bottom of the screen. Now he takes an inside handoff, and there's that big Broadhagen tight end we're talking about who goes 6 foot six, 180, and a senior. And he gets that big body going, and he gets it all the way down inside the 30 to the 25 yard line for a pickup of 15 yards as he came rumbling around that quarter.
He, I'll tell you what, for being a big man, he's fast. He's got some serious speed.
Yeah, they really like running that little inside counter to him because he's not only big, fast, and powerful. Now in shotgun formation, Aguilera with Escalera to his right. Waits for the snap from center, gets it, fakes the handoff,
pass
to his right. Going to let it fly downfield, and he's got a man and off his hands at the goal line.
Oh, and he knew it.
Couldn't quite hang on to it. Baller had a chance to catch that. It was a perfect pass that got over the outstretched hands of Nash Kretschmar, and he had a chance to get the TD and tie things up, but he couldn't hang on, and we'll make it incomplete. Second down and 10 to go.
Well, both teams will air it out, as we saw Nakusa do in that first possession, and we just watched Abby do it. So we'll see how much of these trends continue, or if they really just try to pound the rock.
Aguilera going to just simply keep it and run straight up the middle. And now he spins away from one would-be tech. And he's going to get all the way down inside the 15-yard line to the 14-yard line for a gain of 11 on the carry. And it'll be first and 10 for the Falcons on their opening possession of the ball game. As Nakusa scoring on their first possession. Now they're trying to answer back with a score of their own are the Falcons. So they break the huddle. And once again, quarterback Irvin Aguilera back in shotgun formation. One runner to his right. He hands it off to that runner. He kind of slips a little bit that time, but keeping his feet was Christian Fuentes, and he's going to move it ahead for 3 yards to the 11-yard line, where it's going to be a second down now. As they're not real door here in the red.
Abbotsford's got so many different players that get the ball to, and then that can hurt you. We've already seen it. Escalera, Aguilera, Baller, Broadhagen, Fuentes. How do you have enough players and athletes that are all high quality, which Nakusa's got good athletes, but that can stop whoever gets the ball.
And again, keeping himself dancing his way from the right to the left, back up the middle, and he is down to about the 1 yard line. It's going to be very close. It's going to be first down for sure, but it's going to be very close to that goal line. As he picked up 10 yards on that little jaunt, and I think it'll be first and goal from the one.
Yeah, and that's what I would need. And he got 10. First down right in the shadow of the goal line.
And again. Looked like a little bit early movement.
Yeah.
Yep, flag flies, and that'll push it back five.
That snap was a little early. No one else was expecting it. Snap, false start, whatever you want to call it. They were not ready for that. Maybe that might be a break that Nakusa needs.
Make a second goal now from the 6 yard line with 5:42 remaining here in a quick moving first period of action. Division 6, Level 1 high school football. I guess that makes this officially week 10.
Yes, it does. Or for 8-man, it would be week 9 because they only play 8 games for regular season.
Or for playoffs, level 1, right?
Yeah, we'll just go with that.
Aguilera does hand it off to the Fuentes on the right side, and he gets just to about the 5-yard line, and that's about all that time.
Yeah, you got
maybe one. It looks like the head linesman's right on the 6.
Right on the 5, right inside the 5. Right, so I'm going to you have to give him one.
Yeah, let's do that. Now suddenly it's 3rd and goal from the 5-yard line.
Yeah, that ball's just right inside the 5-yard line. So, I mean, a 1 is fair.
Yeah, it's actually 2nd and goal. They
and he's short.
They hand it off again to the running back Fuentes, and he's going to get to about that 1-yard line where it'll be now 3rd down and goal from the 1-yard line on a gain of 4 as he came to the near sideline, got knocked out just before he crossed that goal. So I would say it's a little less than a yard to go, Michael.
Yeah, now that sounds about right. I mean, we're looking at this at a pretty sharp angle. And we're pretty low to the ground, so it's not like we have a real high vantage point like at Southwood County or at the complex in Nakusa. And it looks like he's in there, but he was stopped close.
Yeah, he was just about to be pushed back, and then he got that little second effort, and he gets the touchdown at the 4-minute and 12-second mark of quarter number 1. And the Falcons tie things up on a little 1-yard jaunt that time by Aguilera, and they will send out the PAT team and see what they can do. It's Fernando Perez who will attempt the PAT. I think it was 3 for 3 last week if I
remember
correctly.
He's a solid kicker for him.
So the lines are set. Waiting for the snap from center. Ball is down. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good. And with 4:12 to go here in quarter number 1, the lead is in the hands of the Falcons of Abbotsford, 7-6, as we take a break. You're listening to Papermaker Football, FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Halloween spooks outside my window. Tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And as Halloween spooks outside my windowpane.
Here's the kickoff from Perez down the far sideline, picked up by Kretschmar. He dances right in front of the Abbotsford bench, cuts back towards the near hash mark, now goes again back to the other way. Flag flies. That ball's going to be brought back. Nash made his way all the way across the 40-yard line, but there's going to be either a back block in the back or a hold on the paper makers with the flag lying at about the 28-yard line. It's unfortunate. He had a nice return.
Yeah. I mean, he's had nice returns, the opening kick and then this one. And, you know, it's like to say you can't go 80 yards unless you start on the 20, right? And or wherever they're going to be starting.
Start about the 19 or 20. It looks like about the 20.
I think it's on the opposite side, so it's be about 19 or 18 yards. We'll see what the board says.
If you look at the head linesman, he's standing right on the 20-yard line, so that's what we'll call it.
They're calling it 19 officially, but
all right,
we're not official.
So first and 10, paper makers. Both teams take their opening possession and drive it right down the field for the score. And here's Kretschmar going to keep it as he goes to the right tackle, and then he gets hit in the center of the field and driven back, but not before he's able to pick up about 4 or 5 yards on the carry. We'll give him a gain of 4. And it'll be 2nd down and 6 for Nakusa. Now from the 24-yard line of Nakusa. Actually, no, they're going to mark it at the... Looks like that ball's across the line there. So hard to tell. We're so spoiled at Southwood County where the numbers are on the field. We're just trying to see those little markers right now and figure out exactly where they are. It looks like they are at about the 21-yard line, maybe. Not the 24.
I'd call that three, but.
Yeah. Look out. Some pressure. Going to let it fly down here. Got a man out here. Got it again. The reception was made by Brandon Wintland, over-the-shoulder grab in Falcon territory at the 42-yard line. So he's going to pick up a good chunk of yardage that time as he went from what? The 21 did we finally decide on that last one?
Yeah, I think we agreed upon that.
So he got himself all the way down to the 42-yard line of Abbotsford. 37 yards on that reception. My goodness. That was just a beautiful pass and catch that time for the papermakers between Kretschmar and Wintland.
That was a heck of a throw, heck of a dart again. So we'll see if they can keep this up.
Again, Kretschmar going to keep it. He bellies out, going to the far sideline towards the Abbotsford bench. Turns the corner before he's finally knocked out of bounds. Looked like he was going to lose about 5-6 yards, but instead they're going to mark him at the 39-yard line. So
gain of three.
Well, now I think they're marking it back to the 40, so a gain of two on the carry. It'll be second down and eight from the Abbotsford 40-yard line.
No update out of Owen Withy with Port Edwards yet. As soon as I find one, I'll let you know.
2:47 to go here in quarter number one. Abbotsford on top, 7-6. The winner probably going to Coleman next week.
Bring your lantern.
Number two.
And sleeping bag and tent.
Team in the state, Division 6. Here's the little counter on the inside. Not a whole lot doing that. Might have been Hugestager on the carry. It was a three for sure. If there's another number in front of it or not, we'll wait and see until they unpile.
33. That'd be Finn Kretschmar.
Yep. So Finn is going to get himself maybe a yard on the play. As now they're going to keep it right at the 40-yard line. So we'll see no gain on the play. Brings up a third down and a short eight, long 7 yards to go for Nakusa. And once again, I got a feeling we're going to see Mr. Kretschmar back in the passing formation. It does right now.
They just spread it out.
Shift out it from going under center into the pistol formation. Three-step drop. Now he rolls to the right. He's got a little running room. He's going to have to beat a man or two to get that first down. He dances through some would-be tacklers, and they're getting a little push and help from pass from behind. And he's going to get himself a first down for Nakusa with all that extra effort by Nash.
I think he got a gain of 10 on that. Pretty close, 10 or 11. But he made the first two tacklers miss, and he did it all himself on that one.
Yeah, gain of 11 all the way down to the 29-yard line for the fresh set of downs as they move the chains. The clock is stopped at 1:45, and now they'll wind it up here in quarter number one.
Wind them up, let them go.
Kretschmar with a handoff. This time it's Hugestager straight ahead, and they give him a couple of yards to the maybe the, let's say, pick up a four on the play, so say the 25-yard line. And it'll be second down and 6-4 Nakusa as we wind our down to the 62nd mark with the papermakers on the move, trailing it 7-6.
For those of you that don't know numbers like me, that's a minute.
Oh, okay. Roughly translated.
Yep.
Nash under center, whistle blows, timeout going to be taken by Abbotsford. So while Abbotsford takes a timeout, we'll step out for a minute as well. You're listening to Papermaker Playoff Football, WIRI.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Ben Kretschmer on the inside counter. Is able to get maybe a yard or two on that carry. I think they're going to mark it at maybe about the 23-yard lines for a gain of two. Make it third
sounds
and
right.
four, huh?
Yeah, sounds about right. Still manageable. They don't have to throw da bomb again. So
that's actually.
But you know what? If they did, I wouldn't complain.
They got two plays to make the 4 yards here. Four down territory.
They're getting a good push. I will say that.
Right now out on the Wintland on the top of the screen. He's got himself a couple of big catches already tonight here in this ball game in the first quarter. Kretschmar will fake the handoff. He looks to his left. He's got a man in the flat, and it's caught out there on the far side of the field. And it could be inside the 10-yard line for Owen Hugesteger. And we'll wait for the official spot from the head judge, head linesman, as he's marking it down at about the 6-yard line. A gain of 17 on the pass from Kretschmar to Hugesteger. First and goal to goal for the Papermakers.
That's a nice little just over the line right into his hands, and he's got some speed on him.
Tell you what, he's having a great job dropping those passes in there tonight. And here's a handoff in the inside, and not much running room there. Looks like they're going to mark it maybe at about the 5-yard line for a pickup of one on the carry, second down and goal for Nakusa. Clock continues to roll and now hits zero. So we have come to the end of quarter number one, where the scoreboard reads the Abbotsford Falcons 7, the Nakusa Papermakers 6. We'll take this quick timeout. You're listening to Papermaker Football right here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
Suddenly your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
So the Papermakers break the huddle for the first play of quarter number two. Knocking on the proverbial door, they're at the 5-yard line as Kretschmar steps back into pistol formation. He's going to follow his blocking. He's got a big hole up the middle. Walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Papermakers.
Yes.
And Nakusa regains the lead at 12-7.
That was just a nice decision for Kretschmar there, as he was just kind of waiting for, was the hole going to form on the right side of the A-gap, the left side of the A-gap, which one was it going to go? He started going right, come back left, where there's a great big hole that even I could have walked through without a problem. And here we go, Nakusa up on top again.
So with that 5-yard touchdown run, Papermakers now leading it by 5. We'll go for 2 and try to get this back to a 7-point advantage. Under center is Kretschmar, waiting for the snap. Got one man on top of the screen. He fakes the handoff. Got a man wide open in the corner.
Beautiful.
2-point conversion is good, as I believe that pass was caught by Braden Lechner. And the Papermakers do make it 14-7 with 11:54 to go in quarter number two. We'll step out. We'll be back with the kick right after this.
Time for college. Is your student eyeing up your current furniture look? Visit Home Furniture and Design and get yourself a new living room set. You've succeeded in sending them off to college. Reward yourself. Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Joseph Bertling has it teed up at his own 40-yard line. Now the papermaker's heading from north to south. The little squibber that's grabbed at the 22-yard line. And no return at all as the tackle was made out there by Hoogestager. And Abbotsford will start first and 10 from about their own 27 or 28-yard line.
Broadhagen was not happy on his upmen for not blocking that. He's big old slap of the ball and walks off, but he's got to get ready. He's a big part of what they want to do, so forget it and move on if you're Abbotsford.
Well, right smack dab between the 25 and 30-yard line of Abbotsford, who find themselves now trailing it by a touchdown, 14-7. Three drives thus far, Michael, three touchdowns.
Yeah, I think they're officially putting it on the 26, so.
Again, the quarterback is Irvin Aguilera. 5'10", 170-pound junior.
Pass.
He's going to let a pass go to Broadhagen. And he is fast, and he is down the far sideline. It's a foot race, and I think he's going to win the sprint. To
oh,
the
yeah.
20, 10, 5, touchdown. And Abbotsford is right back in it.
Well, he clearly forgot about the play before and made up for it. So we got a ball game, Randy.
Wow, 73 yards on the TD. And just like that, the Falcons are back within a point at 14-13. You get the feeling this might just continue all game long?
Yeah. Yeah, it very well might. I think the first turnover, whoever has the first turnover, I think could possibly lose it.
You got that right. Fernando Perez will again attempt the PAT and try to tie this ball game up at 14 apiece. The lines are set. The snap is a little high, but he gets it down. The kick is high as well and on the way, and the kick is good. And with 11:38 to go here in quarter number two, we are tied at 14. As we step out, you listen to Papermaker Football, IRI.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while giving back to the games that mean so much to young participants by becoming a WIAA licensed official. It gives you the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, assist in providing the many lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in school-based sports. Signing up is easy. Simply go online at WIAAWI.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WIRI and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Aperez has it teed up his own 40-yard line as he will now kick it from south to north. It's an end-over-end kick that Kretschmar is going to catch at the 27-yard line, up the near sideline, 30, 35, and that's about what he's going to get, maybe the 36-yard line on the return.
That's where they're spotting at 36.
For the Papermakers, who now find themselves tied at 14s, we've had four possessions, two by each team, and two touchdowns apiece. The only thing that has not gone right for either team, basically, was the two-point attempt for Nakusa the first time. However, they're able to get it the second time, and that's why we're at 14s.
Yeah, it's going to be who blinks first. Whoever has a turnover, whoever can't, whoever has to punt, whoever, whatever it is, that's where it's going to be, where things.
Head linesman now blowing his whistle and walking over to the referee and trying to sort out what the stoppage is about.
I'm trying to figure that one out, too.
No indication. They have not talked to either coaches.
No, they're all huddling up.
Yeah, talking to the side judge on the far side of the stadium. Doesn't appear they're going to have any kind of penalty or anything. know if there's an equipment issue or
the clock.
I don't know, the referee is, yeah, he's talking to the paper makers and they're all looking at the scoreboard. It does appear they're looking at the scoreboard. So
11 minutes, 10 seconds. It was a clock issue, so.
Okay. So somebody caught it. They probably just didn't stop it when he ran.
It happens.
The return and one of the bones there. So we're all set to go now with the third possession for the paper makers. Again, as they start from their own 36-yard line. Kretschmer back under center on this offensive set. Takes the snap and turns and goes around the right side.
Ooh,
big hit that time as the carry was made by Eli Anderson. And he got whacked as he tried to cut it back to the middle. Got it up to about the 37-yard line.
Gain of three, I'd say.
Yeah, it looks like more like the 39 they're going to mark it at now.
Yeah.
So you're right. We'll give him a gain of three on that carry. Second down and seven for Nakusa.
That was a shoulder pad right in the gut.
Whew.
Goodness, that he stopped in a hurry.
Certainly did. Again, two shift towards the bottom of the screen, the Nakusa side, our side of the field. And there's a fake handoff. Nash is going to come to the near side, and he is going to turn his shoulder as he's getting ready to get hit at the 41-yard line after a minimal pickup of two on that play. And just like that, Nakusa finds himself with a third and five. Not too many times they found themselves in more than four yards or to go in second down, or third down, I should say.
You try to run it, or do you hit the pass well again?
You know, they've been doing well on those little rollout, give them an option long or short, as they take their two wideouts, Wintland and Lochner, spread them out. Now they add Pash on the far side of the field as Eli Anderson on the bottom. Four men in the formation. Lochner now looking for Lochner. Oh, there's Pash.
There's
the flag.
Yep.
Two flags come flying out.
He was there early.
Yep, they got Pash at the 48-yard line of the Falcons. So that'll be a pickup of 11, and it'll be a first and 10 for Nakusa at the Abbotsford 49-yard line. Let's wait and see where they're going to actually mark
it. This should be a 15-er, but we've seen it called less.
Well, let's see where he's going to march it to. And there's the 10. Yeah, make it the 47-yard line. Okay.
This is close to 15.
So it ends up being a pickup of 12 yards.
Now we moved it further down. So I think we have the full 15.
Now we got it to the 43. There we go.
It's like it is in the NFL.
No.
That's the hard adjustments for high school watching it.
So it's actually the 42-yard line of Abbotsford. Kretschmer got some pressure coming, and he overshoots the intended receiver that time. As he tried to get it to Finn Kretschmer, but just a little bit too much pressure, and he had to get rid of it maybe a tick earlier than he wanted to, and he just barely over the fingertips of Finn.
First incompletion of the game for Nash Kretschmar.
I think they lost a yard on that play. It was at about the 42. Now it's more like 43.
Man, it's like they're doing the time warp out there. They take a step to the left and then back to the right. Then they put their hands on their hips.
And Hugesiger on the handoff as he tries to go the right side. Maybe got himself a yard there to the 41-yard line, and it'll be third down and long for Nakusa. They'll have to pick up 9 yards and definitely.
Maybe another penalty coming? I hope maybe, hopefully.
Well, see if they can't get him in space and give him opportunities to either the RPO, right? Run-pass option.
Yeah. But in the official's defense, some of those lines are a little squiggly.
Yeah.
So. No disrespect to the crew, because, I mean, the field looks really good for late October.
It certainly does. A lot of green to it. So there's Kretschmer back in shotgun formation under some duress.
Going deep.
And let it fly. The defender stumbled, and it goes through the hands of the intended receiver, Brandon Wintland. He had a backpedal as he was backpedaling, trying to field it almost like a punt because the defender had fallen down, but he couldn't hang on to it. And it'll be an incomplete pass and a fourth down and 9 for Nakusa. And now it's decision time for Coach Baker. Looks like they are going to punt the ball away. At least Nash is back at his own 44, 45, 46-yard line he settles in at now, waiting for the snap. It's a good one. He rolls a little bit to his right. He's going to pass it down the field. It's a fake. He's got a man. It goes through the hands of the intended receiver, Darian Boswell, a 6-foot, 175-pound junior. And he couldn't hang on to it. It was set up perfectly, but unfortunately, the pass is incomplete, and it's turned over on downs. And now at their own 41-yard line, Abbotsford will take over first and 10.
Now, that was the first stop ever, you know, in this game, so to speak. And, man, that's why Nakusa wants back, but I understand going for it right there. I do get it.
Yeah, I like the call. Level one, what? Why not, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to leave it all out there at some point.
And he had it.
Yeah, 42-yard line looking.
And now whistle blows, and we're going to get a timeout taken by
Nakusa. Probably just regroup a little bit.
Yeah. Give us a little chance to talk about Homestead as fall is upon us. Why not head on out to Homestead Golf Course and Supper Club? Course is still in great shape. It's supposed to be like 75 Monday and Tuesday of this week before the rain comes in. Come on out. Play a little golf. Stop in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked menu treats. It's 2.5 miles west of town on Highway 73. And make sure you say hi to Jamie and the entire staff from all of us at WIRI. And Michael, don't we got some River Kings hockey coming up as well?
Yeah, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, I'll be bringing the call for the game. And then I don't know why anyone wouldn't cheer for the Packers or watch the Packers, but if you do not want to, well, how about this? You watch the Packers, turn the sound off, and you listen to the River Kings. I'll bring you the action starting at noon on Sunday as well.
So the play won't quite match up with the broadcast, but when you yell goal, it might be a field goal, it might be a touchdown, or it might be a hockey goal.
Points!
Well, let's see if Abbotsford can get some points here, as right now we are tied up at points at 14 apiece here in quarter number two as the Falcons hold on downs, and they will take over for their third offensive set. There's the inside counter, breaking a shoestring tackle and losing a yard, or maybe getting back to the line of scrimmage on the carry that time.
He lost two,
Escalera.
I believe.
Yep, they are going to put it down at the 40, so they'll say a loss of about a yard on the play. And it'll be second down and 11 now from the 40-yard line of Abbotsford. Actually, the backside of the football resting on the 40-yard line with 8:16 to go here in quarter number two. Break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation for Aguilera. One running back set to his right, one in the slot, puts that running back in motion. And Aguilera's going to keep it going outside the hash mark on the far side. And he'll be brought down after a pickup of 5 on that carry. And it'll bring up a more manageable third down and 6 from the 45-yard line of Abby.
They're liking that left side of the line. They're really going. They're going left quite a bit.
That's because it's away from us.
Well, I mean, yeah, there is that.
That's
fact
the rule
too.
Yeah,
there is that fact.
So the backside of the football was resting on the 40-yard line before that play. Now, the front side of the football on the 45-yard line as it is now third down and about 7 yards to go. Handoff straight up the middle and not much.
Nothing doing.
They're gonna. Looking at the headlines, but he's going to say nothing at all on the carry that time, which was by Christian Fuentes, and it'll bring 4th and 6, and it's going to be decision time now. They're hurrying up like they're going to quite try to run a play before Nakusa can get settled in, and they fake to put a man in motion. Maybe they're trying to get Nakusa to jump, and then if they can, then make it a more manageable 4th and about 3.
That was actually Carter Sylar on that carry. It's number 21.
They're still kind of jumping around trying to get Nakusa to move as the man in the backfield, and now they will snap it. Aguilera will kick it away, and there's nobody back there to return for Nakusa. Fortunately for them, it bounced sideways, and it'll die at the 13-yard line of Nakusa, so it'll be their worst starting field position for Nakusa as the punt. I think they are going to mark it officially at the 13-yard line, right?
Yeah. That's what I would, but 6:31 to go before half. Nakusa got the stop they needed.
42 yards on that punt by Aguilera. And both teams now were stopped on their last possessions. So See what Nakusa can do now with possession.
Washes out there, but it washes out. But we'll see how this goes. I mean, Nakusa, they've shown where they can really sustain the drive, where they've kept going. Whereas Abby's been a little fast strike, and we haven't seen too much sustained out of them yet. But we're still in the first half. Who knows what's going to happen coming up?
Kretschmar under center. He'll fake the counter. He's going to roll to his right. He breaks the tackle at about the 3-yard line.
Fumble.
Gets hit from behind. The ball's on the ground, and I think Abby's going to have it inside the 10-yard line at about the 9. So one play and a fumble as Nash got away from one defender, but the second one got his arm. And they will mark it down inside the 10 at about the 7-yard line. And it's first and goal to goal for the Falcons.
6:23 to go. And that's one where, you know, Nash, he I don't fault him for making something, trying to make something happen. He was definitely really trying to get out of there and throw it downfield, but I think that ball is actually at the 11 or 12-yard line.
Yeah, they say but way back, again, where it was way on the far side of the stadium, so it's going to actually be first and 10 from the 11-yard
yep,
line.
They're calling it the 11.
Okay, pistol formation now for Aguilera. He's going to pitch it on the inside. And is that Broadhagen again?
Yep, sure it is.
And they don't signal touchdown yet, but he's going to possibly be down at about the 1.
Yeah, I think he's got a tenner there.
We'll give him 10 yards. It'll be, did they give him the stick? Yep, it's first and goal to goal Falcons now at the 1-yard line of Nakusa.
That's very big turn of events here for Nakusa, and it's not a good one, but there's still a lot of game to be played, and if they can go into the half tied, there's still plenty of time. We'll see what that second half brings.
Aguilera now back in the shotgun. Takes, hands it off, straight up the
touchdown.
Middle. Dive play, and it's a touchdown that time, and I believe the carry was Fuentes.
Yep, Fuentes. I mean, Christian Fuentes, so he's in there for his first score. He's 27 yards in the game, 4 carries. It's in the game on carries, including that.
We are about at the halfway point of quarter number 2. Abbotsford now trying to increase their lead back up to 7. The lines are set. The ball is down. The kick is way up high in the air, but it gets over the crossbar, and so with 6:13 to go in quarter number 2, Abbotsford back on top, 21-14. As we take a break, you're listening to WIRI.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
If I could be you,
and you could be me
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
President teed up his own 40-yard line. He will be kicking out a little bit of a crosswind. It's really blowing on the drive up here, but it's settled down quite a bit, and Nash will feel it on the near sideline at the 20-yard line, 25-30. Stumbles up ahead to about the 35-yard line. Let's wait and see for the official mark. Yep, that's where they'll put it down. That's where Nakusa will start out, now trailing it by 7. First and 10 for the Papermakers.
6:08 to go in the first half.
Of course, just a little two-play drive from their own 11-yard line after Nash got hit from behind and lost the ball.
You give them a short field, they're going to score.
Got to take advantage if you're the team that causes the turnover, and they did. So Nash now under center, two backs. He'll go back up and about four steps. He has two wideouts to the right side. He's going to keep it and run to the near side. He almost had it knocked out again. He was able to hang on to it. It bobbled for a moment. But he is going to lose about a yard or two as they'll put it back to the 33-yard line.
Nearly 3 yards.
Yep, looks like the 32. We'll see a loss of three.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Second down now and 13 for Nakusa. As the clock continues to roll here with 5.5 minutes remaining in this second period. And Abbotsford on top by a touchdown. Kretschmar steps out from under center, goes into the pistol formation. Got two men on the right side of him as well. Three-step drop, got some pressure, gets hit when he lets it go. It's going to be caught. And once again, taking a big hit is Eli Anderson. That's a couple of times he got rocked after a carry and now a reception. And the completion is good for maybe nothing.
Nothing.
It doesn't look like he moved at all.
He got nothing and he liked it.
So it's third down and 13 from the 32-yard line. And the maybe a little bit closer to the 31. He made a loss.
Yeah, he might have lost one on it.
Under 5 minutes now to go in the half as they will take and split out Lochner to the bottom of the screen and Wintland on the top.
Abby's starting to get a little bit of pressure.
Yeah, especially off that left defensive end for them. Rolling the other way now, Kretschmer away from that pressure.
He slipped.
Got a man over.
Intercepted.
That could be A.J. Broadegg, and he's down the near sideline. The 20, the 10, 5. He caught it. He did a 360, and he walked into the end zone. And suddenly, Abbotsford is in front by 13 points at a score of 27-14.
How many yards on that return, Mr. Paul?
Yeah, he passed it out here. We'll give him about to the 40-yard line, would you say? So should we go with 40 yards?
Yep.
So now the Perez will come out to attempt the PAT and try to make this a 14-point advantage for the Falcons.
Yeah, 4:27 left to go. It's not over by any means, but it's starting to get uphill here for the Papermakers.
So once again, Aguilera, the holder, waits for the snap. It's a good one. Perez gets the kick away. This is more solid, and it's good. And so with 4:27 to go here in quarter number two, suddenly the Falcons have doubled up the Papermakers 28-14 as we step out. You're listening to Papermaker Football on FM 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Prez has it teed up, puts foot to ball, a little bit shorter this time. It lands and it rolls out of bounds, fortunately for Nakusa, as Nash Kretschmer kind of stood there and watched it, and it hit, and it almost hit a divot and stuck, but just made itself over the line, and Papermakers will start off inside their 30-yard line.
They nearly stole another possession. That was close. Speaking of close, Andy, what are you and the missus going to be for Halloween this weekend, big parties you're going to be doing?
I think there's a penalty.
I put you on the spot.
A couple of old people in rocking chairs, maybe?
That works. All right.
35 yard lines where they're going to say that the ball, I don't know why they moved that up because that's not where it went out.
Well, it went out of bounds.
Well, it was a penalty.
Yeah, so with the penalty, it went out of bounds.
That's right. They move it up to the 35.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, but if it would have stuck there,
yeah,
it would have been Falcon ball at about the 30.
So penalty on the kickoff going out of bounds are at 35-yard line. Here's a hand coming to the near sideline and working his way ahead for Nakusa's Thielen. And he's going to get himself out to, let's see,
that's
where
nice, nice.
4 or 5 yards, let's say, yeah. 4 on the carry.
Yeah, a nice 4.
So up to the 39-yard line where it'll be second down and a long 6, closer to 7 for Nakusa here.
Those were a hard fought 4 yards. He was able to get just enough forward push.
Yeah, feeling really running hard on that carry.
Just making his third start as running back in his career.
Oh, Francisco Vega here again tonight. Probably won't see him anymore this season.
Pass.
There's a pass to the right sideline. That's out there to Wendland again, and I think that might be either no gain or maybe they'll give him a yard or two. It looks like the head linesman is standing forward about a yard or two. They'll say the... Yeah. I don't think they moved the chain at all.
No, so they didn't.
Gain of nothing on the pass that time. So now third down and 6 from their own 39-yard line. And the clock rolling. 3:14 here in quarter number 2 and count.
And that's tough. I mean, I understand you got to try to get your speed in space and then burn. But you can't tack laterally. You got to tack downfield.
So Kretschmar will go into pistol formation. One back behind him. 2 on the bottom of the screen. 2 on top. Look out for the pressure come from the near side. Now rolls to the near side. Let it fly downfield. Batted away at the last second. Intended for Braden Lochner.
That was good defense on that.
Sure was. Just getting a hand up there at the last second. And an incomplete pass. And it'll now be probably punt time for Nakusa. They already went back in punt formation once and faked it. Almost converted. Unfortunately, weren't able to hang on to that pass from Nash Kretschmar, who also does the punting for Nakusa.
I do have an update. It's a tough one, Randy. 38-0, Owen with the overport.
You're not number one in the state for nothing, right?
Right. So, I mean, you can be upset about it, and I get it. You never want to see your season end, but you're up against a pretty darn good team. And a pretty good punt.
Abbotsford had nobody back that time as Nash punted it from his 26 to the 20-yard line of Abbotsford. So ends up with a 54-yard punt on that, 50 from where he kicked it. And so now it'll be
about the 20-yard line.
Yep. Abby.
2 minutes, 43 seconds to go, 80 yards. Go up by 3 scores and you get the ball to start the second half. Oof. If you're Abby, you can kind of, I don't know if you give him a Wayne Larrabee dagger yet, but you might give him a Wayne Larrabee butter knife. I mean,
you don't want to give up another score here. That would make it
no
pretty tough down 3 scores, plus right. They get the ball, right?
Right.
And this team is potent, as we've seen.
Oh, yeah. They've earned their keep this year.
Aguilera is going to take this direct snap, and he's going to go straight up the middle, still pushing ahead, and finally going to be brought down at the 25-yard line after a gain of 5 on the carry. So second down and 5.
Might be closer to 4. He's got it on the 24.
So between the 24 and 25.
And we'll get it.
I guess just because it's nudged across, I guess they officially call that the 25. But a long 5 yards to go.
Oh, yeah. It's
clock rolls with 2:10 to go here in this second period of action. Abby doubling up Nakusa at this point. Here's the little counter on the inside, and there's
the middle
room back up to the middle, working towards the middle of the field and the far hash mark, across the 30, 35, 40-yard line.
That's number 2.
As that carry was Baller. Made by Chase Baller, a 5'9", 140-pound junior. They'll mark it at the 42-yard line, a gain of 17 on that carry. And a fresh set of downs now for the Falcons. They continue to fly down the field.
Yeah, they're not taking any prisoners, right? They want to get that score here.
And shotgun formation. Quick pitch out to the left side. The flag flies. So
there's going to be a hold.
That's going to come back, I think. And it better, because otherwise he's going to run out of bounds
inside
at
the
10-yard line. But looks like the Falcons back here at about the 40-yard line know that it's going to be against them.
Yeah, and there's one Falcon sitting there doing, come on, man. I wasn't holding.
He wasn't doing the dirty bird, was he? Illegal
no.
Shift, they say.
He wasn't doing the mashed potato either.
I'll move it back 5 yards to the 37-yard line.
Maybe he was doing the Frankenstein.
Ooh. Maybe the mash.
Oh, yeah.
So let's move it back to between the 37 and 38-yard line.